Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough has agreed to pay a former borough executive assistant $237,500 in a settlement reached over a sexual harassment lawsuit levied against former borough mayor Charlie Pierce and the borough at Tuesday night's regularly scheduled borough assembly meeting. In an executive session held early on Tuesday, the borough assembly, the mayor, borough clerk, and borough attorney approved a joint statement draft to be voted upon at the assembly meeting. During the regularly scheduled meeting, the assembly approved the joint statement in a unanimous vote. The borough assembly and Mayor Peter Michicki in a joint statement read at the April 18, 2023 meeting outlined the settlement and the sexual harassment lawsuit against former borough mayor Charlie Pierce. On October 21, 2022, a complaint for employment discrimination was filed by Pamela Westell, naming the Kenai Peninsula Borough and Charlie Pierce as defendants. Assembly President Brent Johnson further outlined the statement.
The complaint alleged that Ms. Westell was sexually harassed by Mr. Pierce in the workplace and that the employer borough should be liable for the conduct of its mayor. Attorneys for the parties have negotiated an out-of-court resolution to this matter. All parties have agreed to settle all sides of this matter for a settlement amount of $237,500 that will be paid to the plaintiff. Under the proposed settlement, Charlie Pierce will pay $31,250 and the borough will pay $206,250. Under the terms of the settlement, the borough is not admitting any wrongdoing.
To read the joint statement, you'll find a link at RadioKenai.com. Johnson explained the position of the borough in regards to the settlement.
The decision to settle this matter without further litigation was given considerable thought and time by the Assembly and Mayor Michicki. Prolonged litigation will result in the expenditure of more public funds and not serve to bring finality to a trying and difficult time. But we also recognize that years of litigation on this matter is not in the best interest of the borough or the taxpayers.
After the statement was read, Borough Mayor Peter Michicki discussed the borough's newly revised sexual harassment, bullying, and discrimination prevention policy.
Violations of this policy will not be tolerated. All employees will work in an environment free from sexual harassment, bullying, or other harassment, unlawful discrimination, and retaliation. We define what those mean in accordance with essentially federal law, sexual harassment, bullying, and other harassment, unlawful discrimination, retaliation, reporting an incident. We created a new reporting panel.
To read the revised sexual harassment, bullying, and discrimination prevention policy, you can visit a link on our story at RadioKenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School Board, an attempt to provide a means to deal with teacher shortages within the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, passed Resolution 22232 allowing the reemployment of retirees as allowed by the Alaska Senate Bill 185. According to the resolution, the reemployment of retired teachers in shortage areas provides an opportunity to access extensive expertise and experience of a group of professionals on an annual basis to fill the vacancies that may not otherwise be filled. As approved through the passage of Senate Bill 185, the reemployment of retired teachers may not exceed 12 months, and the district will be required to publicly advertise the position for 10 business days and actively recruit to fill the position by hiring another person other than the member who is retired under the defined benefit plan. School board member Penny Valda supported the resolution and the guidelines.
I'm happy that this is coming forward, and I'm happy that there are clear guidelines.
The reemployment of retired teachers in shortage areas provides an opportunity to access the extensive expertise and experience of a group of professionals for an annual basis to fill vacancies that may not otherwise be filled. Complete details and regulations regarding the reemployment of retirees is available on the link on the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.